call to order. November 10th, 2014, County Council meeting, 6:30 p.m. Please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please join me in a pledge of allegiance.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bullock?
Here.
Mr. Cartier?
Here.
Mr. Burke?
Here.
Mr. Holland?
Here.
Mr. Patrick?
Here.
Mr. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Retta?
Here.
Mr. Sheldon?
Here.
Mr. Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Street? Mr. Tackett?
Here.
Mr. Weiner?
Here.
Mr. President, roll call, we have 11 present, 2 absent.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Are there any corrections or amendments to the minutes of the meeting of October 28th, 2014? Second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Minutes are hereby approved. Any announcements from council members tonight? Seeing none, we now have introduction of ordinances. Madam Clerk, please proceed.
Ordinance 14117 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 7 to require the registration and payment of fees for vacant properties. Ordinance 14118, amend the grants budget appropriate an additional $70,340 in federal funding to the Department of Homeland Security Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, to the Emergency Management FY 2014 grant. Ordinance 14119, to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 24, Parks and Recreation Sections 24.01.003, 04, 06, 07, 08, 010, 011, 017, 018, 022, 023, to reflect current policies and procedures. Ordinance 14120, amend the grants budget appropriate federal funds of $99,750 from the United States Department of Agriculture and USDA to the USDA Farmers Market Promotion Program grant administered by the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 14121, amend the grants budget transfer federal funding of $40,000. Appropriate Newcastle County funding of $64,800 and appropriate program income of $163,500 to the Summer Recreation Camp grant. Ordinance 14122, amend the annual operating budget, reduce Department of Community Services FY 2015 approved operating budget by $64,800 to provide funding toward the Summer Recreation Camps grant. Ordinance 14123, amend the grants budget A, appropriate $181,871.61, in program income to the down payment settlement health DPS revolving loan pool grant, and B, appropriate $30,562.20 in program income to Associates National Bank down payment settlement health grant, which are administered by the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 14124, amend the grants budget carry forward federal funding of $929,751.57 from the FY 2014 Community Development Block Grant CDBG to the FY 2015 Community Development Block Grant, deauthorized $22,461.99 in anticipated program income in the FY 2014 Community Development Block Grant, and realign $115,483.44 in the FY 2015 Community Development Block Grant, which are administered by the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 14125, amend the grants budget, appropriate federal funding in the amount of $16,467,771 to the Section Housing Choice Vouchers Calendar Year 2015 grant.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. These ordinances will be voted on at the next meeting, which is November the 25th, unless they are referred to a board or a commission, whereby they will be voted on at a later date. I will now have select and special committee reports. First from the Finance Committee, Councilmember Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today at the Administrative Finance Committee meeting at 1:30, we moved the agenda around, and I was able to hire my new legislative aide, Scott Collins, who started today. In the course of going back to the regular agenda, we entertained a resolution on the Emergency Operations Center video law, and that has an accompanying ordinance that will allow that funding to occur, and this is to fund the video law that's used by public safety for their visual aids that they need for their functioning. Under ordinances, we approved two streetlight tacks, one at the Canal View at Crossing Subdivision below the canal, one having to do with the Dolly Green project in Claymont. We also went forward with we worked on the ordinance that is the federal grant award of $131,500 from the U.S. Department of Homeland and Security. And this is a grant that's passed through DEMA, Delaware Emergency Management Agency, and it will go to our emergency management and also emergency medical services departments. We also have two tabled ordinances that deal with paying and rates of pay for our non-union classified employees, which is still on the table and remain on the table tonight. We had one council grant from Council Weiner was approved to go to Springer School in Brandywine 100 to develop a concert that, which will eventually hopefully be performed. They're going to actually develop a piece of musical work and eventually perform it. So that was a really unique grant, and we went through with that. No discussion and expense in the revenue roundtable, and nothing on the other, and we adjourned the meeting.
Thank you, Councilmember Cartier. Councilmember Smiley, have anything to add? Land use. Councilmember Peckett.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today in land use, we heard the application of the Lighthouse Farm that was on the agenda for tonight.
Thank you. Councilmember Reddy, have anything to add to that?
No, sir.
Thank you. Moving on to the consent calendar. Any member of council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection, and will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such, and they are available in the back of this room as well as online. Is there anyone from council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Madam Clerk, please proceed.
Resolution 14226, congratulating the Art and Craft Shop Museum on their 10th anniversary. Resolution 14227, recognizing November as Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month in New Castle County.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell? Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Towers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President Barroquav, yes. 12 yes, 1 absent.
The consent calendar has been passed. We have two presentations tonight from Council Members Cartier and Council Member Street.
And I'd like to also extend my thanks to Jim Boyle, our wondrous audiovisual policy director, whose image he provided.
Wondrous. Oh, you got one of these.
It really is a privilege to represent the great communities of, that I represent in the district in London, the Ardens in particular. We have a tremendous artistic heritage that is being honored and celebrated by members of this community, and this is the topic of the resolution tonight. Congratulating North Craft Shop Museum on the 10th anniversary. It is central to the vision of art founded in 1900 and spoken to me about sculptor Frank Stevens and architect Will Price was the cultivation of the arts. We're seeing the need to conserve artistic heritage. The Art and Craft Shop Museum in 2004. Its mission is to collect and exhibit artisanal works, craft artifacts produced in the Ardens, which include the villages of Arden, Ardentown, and Lightning Falls. Whereas the Brandywine 100 is only curated museum, I think seek to educate the community on all its history, to see what tax community tradition and how it rolls in theater, craftsmanship, art, and aspects of life have been affected by the development of the arts. Whereas since its inception, the museum has grown its collection, hired professional curators, and recruited over 20 dedicated volunteers, and put on almost 25 exhibitions. Whereas to celebrate the museum's hosted a 10th anniversary exhibition on well attended by the elements. Now, therefore, be it resolved by and for the County Council of Castle. The County Council hereby congratulates the Art and Craft Shop Museum on the 10th anniversary. Thanks for presenting the contribution to the culture world and wishing them continued success. Thanks for all your great work by this great volunteer organization. Great to work this and look forward to another successful 10 years. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Councilmember Cartier. Councilmember Street.
Yes, Mr. President, I'd like to ask you to join me down here and ask Mr. Gilbert about the board. Resolution number 14-227 recognizes November the Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month in Castle County. And until the first time I had the opportunity to sponsor this resolution, I did not realize the devastating impact of this disease. The fact that it's the fourth leading cause of cancer deaths in the United States, and how devastating quickly it comes forward. The last time in the resolution, therefore, be resolved by the Fort County Council of Newcastle County that County Council hereby designates the month of November 2015 as Cancer Awareness Month in Newcastle County and encourage the residents to support the efforts of the community. Ms. Westcott, I would like to thank you for your organization for your work. Thank you very much.
I'd like to thank you, Councilman Street, for agreeing to bring the population forward. You know, this is a disease that's has a 94% death rate in 5 years. So we're doing our best to get awareness out about the disease and raise funds to double the survival rate by 2020 as we're seeing. So appreciate everything you guys have done. Thank you very much.
Presentations, Councilmembers Cartier and Street. We now have consideration of resolution removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. R14-228. I believe that is Mr. Street. R14-228.
Yes, Mr. President, I move the resolution that 14-4228 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration and adoption.
Second. Resolution 14-228, amend the capital program, increase appropriations by $68,000 in recorder of deeds technology fees for the information systems expansion project, emergency operations center video wall.
Mr. Street.
Yes, Mr. President. We discussed this briefly in finance committee meeting this afternoon. Per title, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Street. Council, you have any comments or questions? Any public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell? Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cardiette?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Weta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President of the Roll Call, bill is 12 yes, 1 absent.
R14-228 is approved. R14-223, Mr. Bell was not here. I am a co-sponsor. I move to lift R14-223 from the table.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
If the applicant wishes to make a presentation,
can read it in.
Read it in again. I'm sorry.
Resolution 14-223, plan of Lighthouse Farm, St. Louis, 100 north side of Fort Penn Road, directly across from Jeffrey Pine Drive. Major subdivision plan that proposes 54 residential lots, S zoning.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Applicant, please state your name for the record.
Richard Beck, with the firm of Morris James LLP, on behalf of the applicants. Good evening, Council President Bullock, members of County Council. It seems somehow fitting that on this evening, where the county is designating this month Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month, to note that this plan, which has taken 9 years to reach this point, was filed by two sisters, and one of whom just recently passed as a result of pancreatic cancer. This project includes 54 units, 54 lots for single-family residences on 108, 109 acres, so it's a relatively general density of 1 per 2 acres. And as a result of the fact that the recharge areas are being provided in open space, each of the lots is relatively small, and there's a fair amount of space that will be committed to reforestation and open space within the project. As you know from the two land use workshops that have occurred already, the project has been through an extensive period of study, first involving matters that related to traffic and connectivity, and then more recently with respect to drainage. Now, the way the plan has been designed and was always designed, there will be less stormwater runoff after the project is built than presently occurs. Nevertheless, there's a period of time during which the applicants, looking to do the right thing, so to speak, agreed to participate in the possibility of being involved with the installation of an off-site drainage system across the neighboring community, and involved people from the state legislature, as well as the Soil Conservation District, county engineers, public meetings, the upshot of which was that the Soil Conservation District determined that the neighboring community really didn't want this additional work to be done, and fortunately the Land Use Department decided then not to require that. So we're here today. An effort has been made to be responsive to the questions that have come up. Our good engineer, Ted Williams, was away for the first land use workshop, so we went ahead and deferred, adjourned, really, rather than requiring any formal tabling until tonight. And as you know, we've attempted to reach out to everyone to ascertain what other questions needed to be addressed and to meet them this evening. So we're very hopeful. We're very hopeful, particularly since this matter has also been the subject of a pending Chancery Court litigation. We know that Vice Chancellor Glasscock is going to be very interested in knowing if we're able to move forward, that this would receive a favorable consideration this evening. As you all know, it is a by-right plan. Notwithstanding, we've wanted to try to create an opportunity address questions in a responsible and collaborative manner. So if there are other questions that need to be addressed, I'm very much hopeful that you would bring them forward. Mr. Williams is here. We'll attempt to address them. Even though, as I say, the way the process works, and it's of course the process that County Council has put into motion, there's been an effort to comply with all of the code requirements at the County Council, at the County Land Use Department level, Fire Marshal level, DLDOT, there have been updated consent confirmations from DLDOT, and so that's where we are at the moment. And if there are questions, Mr. President, so those be
yes, sir.
Be solicited. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Council, do you have any questions or comments? Councilmember Cartier,
just very briefly, do you have the approval of the Land Use Department and the Planning Board?
I believe we do. I don't think we'd be here tonight if we didn't have those approval, all necessary approvals.
Just put it on the record.
Yes, thank you.
And Fire Marshal?
Yes.
DLDOT?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Council Member. Any other council members have comments or questions? Council Member Powers? Speak in the microphone, sir.
I guess Councilman Bell isn't here right now, but he had a few questions. I guess more his questions were the septics on a recharge area, and how did DENRAC or whatever address that situation?
Well, my understanding, Councilman Powers, is that there's a that the process in a recharge area is stringent, and that the studies have to be presented in terms of showing what perks were and where the recharge areas are. The density that would have been possible if this area was, for example, serviced by sewer is greatly reduced. I believe it's the county's decision not to have sewer on the side of the of Route 13, and therefore it serves the effect, of course, of reducing density and making sure that that any septic systems are adequately removed from the possibility of affecting the recharge area. I certainly don't purport to be an engineer with the ability to recount everything that DENRAC goes through, but I'm quite confident that we wouldn't be here tonight if all those requirements had not been met to the satisfaction of all the engineering professionals who deal with this.
I guess, and now I'm really, because of what you said, thinking about a project that I have that I just really got to ask this question. What type of systems are going in? And the reason is, I have a reason for it. And there's got to be sites specific to each lot for where their septics are going and what type of system is going to go in. And, you know, I've got some on a subdivision now that the people just can't understand why they got a 6-foot mound in their backyard and setting on some of the same type of soils.
Mr. Williams, I believe we'll come forward to address that as best we can.
Ed, do you have
one? Please state your name for the record, please.
Ted Williams with Landmark Science Engineering. Councilman Powers, there was a septic feasibility study done for the site. For every individual lot, there is an area identified on each lot where septic is capable of supporting a 4-bedroom house using a standard system. That was done in accordance with DIDREX regulations.
Is that a cap and fill, or what type
of... My understanding, it was not a cap and fill, which is a standard below-grade system.
I'm just asking this because the problems I'm having with other...
Understand.
On the same, really, one you and I have talked about. Same exact, pretty close to the same soil. Especially where the Metapeak is.
Understand.
Because it doesn't always. It just, you got to understand from my end, now they're wondering why we ever allowed to happen.
Understand. It was done, like I said, the testing was done in accordance with DIDREX regulations. It was submitted to DIDREX, and there was in the areas indicated on each lot where the septics could be placed. And as I stated, they will support up to a four-bedroom house. It has note number 31 on the record plan.
31 on the front page?
Yes, of the record plan.
I don't think I got it upstairs. Because the other plan was one that I sponsored, and it's become a nightmare to me since it's getting done. But and part of it was it's probably was the same thing on the same type of recharge.
What? Mr. Powers.
I got it. I know it's concern of Councilman Bell's. All right.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Powers. Thank you, Mr. Williams. Any other questions for these gentlemen now that are here?
Certainly do understand the evolutionary nature of the experience county council members will have with these matters, and I'm sure there's always a very understandable impulse to use a specific plan as a means of asking that something be looked at further. I'm very hopeful, given the length of time that this has been pending, and the fact that under the Quality of Life Act, any application that is submitted has to be evaluated based on the laws and the rules and regulations at the time, as opposed to what may seem better 9 or 10 years later. I'm very hopeful that we could reach the end of the process here and let the Chancery Court know that we have finally come to a conclusion. Thank you very much for your consideration.
Thank you, Mr. Beck. Thank you, Mr. Williams. Public comment? Seeing none. On behalf of Councilmember Bell, I move to table and refer back to the proper planning coordinator in the land use department for the following reasons. The subdivision and land development principles require that adequate water, sewer, stormwater systems, and other utilities be provided to serve the development without adversely impacting other portions of the system or properties.
That's a yay or nay, I think.
Also require the drainage and utilities to be efficiently integrated into the design to avoid off-site impacts. This particular property is situated in a sensitive water resource recharge area, and the plan is for the homes to be serviced by the septic systems. I'm also concerned that the Department of Natural Resources Environmental Control Regulations and their laws regarding major land development projects and septic systems have changed since submission of this plan to the Office of State Planning Coordination for pre-application review. I move to table this plan and refer it back to the Department of Land Use to itself open and to secure from the department and the Delaware Department of Natural Resources a confirmation or a negation that the plan complies with all current and technical standards, laws, and regulations for this environmentally sensitive water resource recharge area to ensure that the land and the adjoining waterways and properties are protected. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Mr. President.
Have a discussion point, Mr. Smiley?
Yes, Mr. President. Given the time frame that this has been through, given the fact that it's already been subject to numerous litigation, I would request a roll call vote.
Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Mr. President, I'm going to have to agree with Councilman Smiley. I cannot vote to table this. This has been 9 years in the working. I can tell you firsthand that over 5 years ago, I sat with the developers for this piece of property when I worked for the General Assembly to discuss and try to help them with the drainage that was the drainage issues that were there. And by helping them, I mean, was there another way to circumvent the people within the adjoining development that did not want the work done in that development? Was there a way that government could intervene and make them have that drainage, which would have only made their development better than what it was? Land use can't send this over unless it complies. So to now go back after 9 years, when if there were questions on this, there certainly was adequate time for the community, for the councilperson, for the legislators, for everybody else to bring their questions forth. Now, after all of this time, at the last minute, we put them off for 2 weeks. Not that 2 weeks is the end of the world, but we put them off for 2 weeks voluntarily on their part. Now we're asking to send it back, so we put them off another 2 weeks at least, and I'm sure that after that, we will be asking to send it back for another reason and put them off another week. This is a by-right plan, came over from land use because it was compliant with the rules under which it had to be vetted, and I will not support a tabling.
Any other discussion?
Mr. President.
I'm sorry. Councilmember Holland.
I guess my concern here, I would feel bad not to honor the table on behalf of Councilman Bell, but he's not here. And my concern is that I believe all of council were communicated with by the applicant's attorney asking for any further questions. I think that effort was made shortly after the meeting 2 weeks ago, and I would have assumed that any council person who had a question at that time would have certainly shown the courtesy to respond back to the applicant's attorney stating what the concern really is. I think it's kind of challenging for me now at the 11th hour after 2 weeks have gone by to send it back again without responding in an earlier fashion. I'm troubled with it. I don't know if I'm going to support it or if I would just end up refraining, but I am concerned that the response from the applicant's attorney was given to all of us, and if council members did not respond, I think that's sort of responsibility on the council person who did not respond.
Councilman Moretta.
Thank you, Mr. President. I too am a little troubled with the tabling of this, and I know Councilman Bell would probably want some questions, but also I have to agree with Councilwoman Kilpatrick, has been in the works for 9 years, and also Mr. Beck contacted me by phone, I guess it was over a week ago or somewhere in that area, and he asked me on the phone if I had any questions on the project, which I did look at the project, as I always do, look at all the projects, and I didn't have any questions on it, and I told him if I did, I would contact him back. I had his telephone number, and I never did because, like I said, I didn't have any questions, and I'm here tonight to basically vote on it.
Thank you, Councilmember. Any other comments from council? Seeing none, do we have a motion to table it? Second. Do we have a second?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. We do have a second. Councilmember Powers, second. Okay, we'll have a roll call now. on the vote.
Mr. Bell?
On the table. Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
No.
Ms. Diller?
No.
Mr. Hollins?
No.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
No.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
No.
Mr. Sheldon?
No.
Mr. Smiley?
No.
Mr. Street?
Not voting.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
No.
Mr. President, the roll call revealed 8 no, 3 yes, 1 not voting, 1 absent.
So it failed.
Table failed.
Table failed. Thank you.
Kind of not.
Now we will have a vote, since the table failed, on R13-223.
Mr. Bell? Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Dillard?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
No.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Not voting.
Mr. Tackett?
No.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 9 yes, 2 no, 1 not voting, 1 absent.
R14-223 is approved. Thank you. Thank you for your discussion and comments. Thank you. Moving on to ordinances. Ordinance 14-112. Mr. Bell is not here. Would you work this, Mr. Smiley?
I worked this in committee. I discussed it with his aide. So I would move that ordinance 14-112 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Ordinance 14-112 to provide for the installation of traditional street lights in the Canal View at Crosland subdivision located in Red Line 100 for a light calculation across the street.
Smiley?
As required.
Do now.
Council comments, questions, public comment? Saying none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell? Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Ordinance 14-112 is approved. Ordinance 14-113, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like ordinance 14-113, read by title only, placed before council for its consideration.
Second. Ordinance 14-113, provide for the installation of traditional street lights in the Bailey Green subdivision, blocks G and H, located in Brady 100, for a light tax base on the cost of street lights.
Mr. Cartier.
Thank you. This is another great milestone. I love watching these streetlight tax for the Dollar Green subdivision come forward, because it marks that this project, which has gone through a sort of friendly foreclosure, as we call it, and has emerged, is going with strong sales, and this is the master plan, the urbanist community in Claymont that is being built on the site of the old Brookview apartment complex, and I know that people are enjoying living in Dollar Green and enjoying the walkability. And we're really excited, a new library, which has done a lot for the greater community. So, per title, Mr. President.
Thank you. Council, any comments or questions? Any public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers? Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Not voting.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 10 yes, not 1 not voting, 1 absent.
Ordinance 14-113 is approved. Ordinance 14-114, Mr. Street.
Yes, Mr. President. I move that ordinance number 14-114 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Ordinance 14-114, amend the capital budget, increase appropriations by $68,000 in recruiter fees, technology fees for the information systems expansion project, emergency operations center video wall.
Mr. Street.
For title, Mr. President.
Council comments, questions? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Mr. Cardiel?
Yes.
Ms. Dillard?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kirkpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers? Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President Lopez, 11 yes, 2 absent.
Ordinance 14-114 is approved. Ordinance 14-115, Mr. Street?
Yes, Mr. President. I move the ordinance 14-115 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 14-115, amendment grants budget appropriate federal grant award of $131,500 from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security through the Delaware Emergency Management Agency, DEMA, under the State Department of Safety and Homeland Security to the Federal Fiscal Year 2013 Homeland Security Grant Program.
Yes, Mr. President. This ordinance amends the grant budget as stated. We had a presentation, a brief presentation from our emergency manager this afternoon, and I didn't hear any concerns or questions at that time, and I also acknowledge that I had not done all the due diligence that I needed to do on that, and I reached out for a helping hand, and it was given, and if anybody has any questions tonight, I can't answer them.
Thank you. Councilmember Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just for the record, this is this ordinance is a pass-through grant from the federal grant of $131,500 from the U.S. Department of Homeland and Security. And then it goes to DEMA and then through to us.
Okay.
So it's federal money.
Thank you, Mr. Cartier. Mm-hmm. Anything else, Mr. Street?
No, Mr. President.
Council, any comments or questions? Any public comment? Thank you, Mr. Cartier. Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell? Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Dillard?
Yes.
Ms. Collins?
Yes.
Ms. Kirkpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers? Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President, the roll call has 11 yes, 2 absent.
Ordinance 14-115. Ordinance 14-103. I move that ordinance 14-103 remain tabled.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. Ordinance 14-104. I move that ordinance 14-104 remain tabled as well.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. Any honorable resolutions tonight under item J? And emergency ordinances under item K. Any public comment or other? Council Member Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. A couple things I just want to make brief comment on. First of all, I'd like to extend my sincere thank you to yourself and your legislative aide, Anthony DeFiore, who's really gone out of his way to help me efficiently serve my constituents in the 8th District while I went through a hiring process to get a new aide, and I really do thank you, and anything I can do for you in the future, you're certainly welcome to ask.
You're welcome.
And a couple of things I just want to comment. I'd just like to congratulate all the newly elected members of County Council on their winning their elections and coming back to join us. And then in that vein, I think it's for myself personally, this council session makes it 10 years of public service. It's 10 years of the expansion of County Council from 2004 to the present. And I look at the time and I say to myself, where did time go? I was in my 40s when I sat here. I'm not in my 40s anymore. I guess I want to remember that expansion went forward on the veto pen of Governor Ruth Ann Minner, made it possible, she made it possible for the citizens of this county to get the benefit of greater representation provided by this expanded county council. And I just wanted to remember her for that, I think, act of courage, and it was the right thing to do. Sounds a little self-serving, but I think overall, the expansion of this body has benefited the residents of this county tremendously and the state of Delaware. And I just wanted to recognize that 10th anniversary.
Thank you, Councilman. I also want to congratulate all of our colleagues that were re-elected and welcome back to public service. Job well done. I notice a group over here. This is a student group over here. Please stand. We want to recognize. Tell us. Come to the front, please. We want to know who you are. And just
my constituent.
Yeah, right here. All the students, come on. We want to.
My name is Professor Jeffrey Gudzoon. I teach political science at Delaware Tech. And these are my day and evening class students who are doing observation tonight. Every semester they write a paper on government, and I instituted this program 4 years ago to take them once a semester to see county government in action. And they've learned a lot tonight, and we're furiously writing, trying to get all the comments on the legislation. And I'm glad that we had such a good session tonight so far. So thank you for enduring our observation.
Well, thank you, Professor, for coming and bringing your class, and if we can do anything in the future to ensure that they graduate, we'd be happy to accommodate you. Councilmember Smiler?
Have you been to the state legislature yet?
Not yet. I'm trying to get that trip arranged, but it costs some money.
Yeah. I'd like to talk to you afterwards.
Okay.
After you go to the state legislature.
I just want to take a moment to councilman indulge me. Each student, please introduce yourself, please. Start right here.
My name is Brandon O'Brien. My name is Alan Barpino.
My name is Sheree Young.
My name is Chrissy Bourne.
I'm Shalicia Davis.
Amy Day.
I'm Rebecca Rundrup.
I'm Brandon Abraham.
Angela Tolman.
Carol Root.
Mr. Ryan Alexander.
Thank you. We have in April or May, we have Student Day, Student Government Day.
Okay.
So
we'll speak with the
clerk afterwards for those specifics. Thank you, Professor.
Thank you.
Thank you, class. Let's give him another hand for coming out tonight. Mr. Smiley, what's your pleasure?
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
As per title.
Thank you so much. Meeting is adjourned. God bless you, Holly.
Yeah.
God bless the Eagles.